everybody, it's Carly.
And it's Johnny.
And this is the Ghost Wolves Podcast.
Number 7.
Woo!
What's today's date?
Oh, it's the 5th of July.
5th of July.
2019.
And I know it's the 5th because yesterday was the 4th and we were seeing everyone's photos of fireworks back home in the States. And
looks like y'all had a lot of fun.
Looks like it was pretty awesome. And I was a little jealous, actually.
Yeah. They don't celebrate that over here.
No fireworks, no red, white, and blue.
Yeah, just, we missed it.
Yeah, that was kind of sad, actually, a little bit, to not. Because I love the 4th of July.
It's a fun holiday.
That's one of my favorites, besides Christmas, maybe.
My favorite is April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah. And what about Halloween?
Halloween, too.
Those are probably your two
favorites. Those are my two favorites. Yeah. I love Thanksgiving, but anyways.
Thanksgiving's good, too. Yeah. So, let's see. Right now, we're on our way to Bavaria, Germany, where we have a night off. And because we're going to Italy right now. That's our Italian leg of this tour starts tomorrow. And, we were in Prague last night and the night before. We had two nights there.
Mm-hmm. And Prague is the most beautiful city we've been to, I think I can declare.
Yeah, I declare Prague the most. Well, it really is. I mean, it's just got so much going on.
We didn't know the extent of it, and we probably still don't, but we saw so much more this time than we've ever seen before. We went to a different side of town, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, the colors and the architecture and the stylings. And
yeah, the pastel buildings and the Art Nouveau buildings and architecture. Just all the different styles, the Gothic cathedrals. It was
pretty wild. And the river.
Yeah, there's an island and a river.
That went through the bridges.
Yeah, the St. Charles Bridge.
Yeah, that's the main one. But it's like a city of bridges. There's many bridges, and
it is just gorgeous.
Yeah, it's very touristy in certain parts, but it's for good reason. It's like sometimes when you hit those touristy pockets, you don't really want to be there almost, but then you remember there's a reason why this is a touristy spot. It's because it's just unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's there's nowhere like it, really. So we had a gig last night, and we played with our buddies from the Fewer Owls, and their band is the Lovely Oranges. Right, did I say that right?
Love Oranges.
Oh, Love Oranges. Oops. Love Oranges. Oh, I was thinking Lovely. But their other band, John, his other band is called Fewer Owls. And he actually set the show up last night for us. And he did it last minute, which is really cool. Because we were supposed to play in Vienna, and we had that whole debacle that you guys heard about in our second or third episode, which you should go back to and listen to if you haven't yet. That's all about why we don't play smoking clubs. And that's why we didn't go to Vienna. And so we had thought, well, we'll just have a couple nights off. But then John, who we met at South by Southwest a couple years ago, who lives in Prague but was at South by in Austin, and saw us set up a show, which was awesome.
It was really cool. It was in this sort of secret venue down in the bottom of this building. And
definitely a secret venue.
Yeah, there was no sign or anything. Yeah. You really had to know how to get there and where you're going in order to find it. But it was a really neat venue. It sounded amazing. The sound guy, Andrea, just knew how to dial it in. And that really cool
nice sound system.
Just old, the whole
kind of a cavern.
Like the walls were kind of, yeah, it was cavernous.
Stone cavern.
All stone and just.
There was a ball
dungeon.
And chain backstage for some reason. Like a legitimate, actually came out of a jail, I think, ball with a chain and a cufflink on it. I don't know what, I never got the story on that, but that was backstage, I guess, so.
I didn't see it, I heard about it. I wish I would have seen
it. It was on the table.
I would have put it on.
It was on the table back there. I know. Well, I picked it up and I realized, man, that actually really would be hard to move around with one of those cuffed to you. Like, it was heavy.
Wow.
Yeah. So, we played and then we had fun, man. It was really cool. The Love Oranges were like super rocking, kind of garagey. And it's really awesome because John and his son are the band.
Yep, they're a duo, guitar and drums, just like us.
And they were just really powerful and kind of garagey and cool.
Yeah, kind of early rock and roll garage sound. And it's cool songs.
Yeah, it was a good opener. I just love the father-son thing. I think that's, if you could be in a band with your dad, and that's so cool, and you're, you know, I just love that. I love family bands.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Joe's probably 14 or 15, and so he's been playing drums. He said, well, he's been playing with his dad ever since he started. And
he was kicking it.
Yeah.
He was kicking it.
He's
he was really,
great.
He impressed me because I, sometimes with younger drummers, they want to play a lot of fills, and he wasn't really doing that.
No, he
wasn't.
He was
just playing groove, and that's like a very mature thing to play, way to play the drums. There's drummers my age or twice my age who overplay at every instance.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, we've seen a couple on this tour.
And it'll
ruin a show.
Uh-huh.
Nothing like a drummer who overplays to ruin a show for a band. So I love seeing drummers who play simply and just play the right beat, play the music. It's really cool. So,
yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, and then we had a real treat today because we got to have a hang around Prague and go walk around, and John and Joe met us for an early afternoon snack and coffee, and then they took us down into the metro, the underground metro in Prague, which was built by the Soviets when they were in control of the area. And it's like, I don't know how deep it is.
Just, it goes way down.
You take an escalator. Like, you know how, if anyone's familiar in Washington, D.C., the subway is really buried deep way underground, and that's supposedly, I've heard, for, you know, nuclear fallout. Well, the one in Prague is probably twice as deep. It seemed like it was making me dizzy going down the first time we went in today. It was really impressive and really built well, and there was like marble everywhere and these beautiful reliefs of different figures and history from there. And but it had that Soviet feel, didn't it? It really felt like, I don't know how to describe it, kind of industrial in a way, but
just
utilitarian,
like, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And really straightforward. But the subway worked really well. I was really impressed. It was fast, and the lines are really
organized.
Intuitive and organized. Like, even if you couldn't read the language, you could definitely, it just kind of went one way or the other, and they were color-coded, which is really helpful. And yeah, it was great. And so we scooted over to another area and went to an Art Nouveau.
It was called the Municipal House. Unbelievable building. The stained glass, the entrance, the signs, every detail, the doors, the windows, the every carved, you know, there was a water fountain down in the basement,
every detail.
The bar, the chandeliers, the, I mean, and it was all in the style of Art Nouveau, which was like in the early teens of, you know, was the peak of that architecture.
20th century.
The 20th century, yeah.
It's my new favorite. I didn't know it, but it's my favorite art.
You just
time.
Feel so fancy.
But fancy, but in a, not in a
stuck up way.
Fancy in like a,
an artistic way.
Forward thinking way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
there,
just yeah.
Every detail. And it's all, some of it was gilded. And I mean, it was just so, so beautiful. And, well, we don't have anything like that in the States.
No way.
So.
Well, we might. I mean, you don't know that for sure. There probably are, there might be the occasional.
Not like this building. No.
Well, now I want to find some.
Yeah.
Maybe in Chicago or New York there might be something like
I'd
that.
I'd be surprised.
Or Detroit, possibly. But anyways.
Well, anyways, Prague, though, was a center for that type of architecture.
It was,
so,
yeah.
A lot of the buildings, though, haven't been restored or are kept up. So it's really a shame to go and see these magnificent works of art, you know, that kind of just boarded up and stuff. But we didn't really see any of that, but I just read about it. I'd like to go back and take time to go find all the buildings in that style because it's very inspiring. Yeah. I just love it.
Yeah, me too. I'm all about it. And the Municipal House had a couple of restaurants in it, like I think about 3 restaurants and a bar, and then a auditorium where they have classical concerts. It looked like every day they were having concerts.
There was going to be one tonight at 8.
I wish we could have gone, but
yeah.
We had to leave. But
if we would have known.
The restaurants were just gorgeous.
Yeah, and we actually got a potato, it was like a potato mushroom kind of stewy soup.
Well, I didn't think we'd be able to eat anything, actually.
Yeah.
So we just went down there to have a beer. Because
we wanted to just sit in there and like just admire
just
it.
Just soak it up. So we thought, oh, we'll just have a beer and have a look-see. And then on the menu they had, you know, goulash, and then they had this potato, like traditional Czech potato and wild mushroom soup. And so we asked the waiter a couple times if it was vegetarian, and he kind of, I don't know, he didn't seem so sure, but then it tasted like it was. So.
Well, it didn't have meat in it, and then we were asking, what about the broth? Is it chicken broth? Is it beef broth? And he said, it's just water.
Yeah, well. So,
but when we tasted it, you know, we would have been able to taste that flavor in it.
Your detectors wouldn't have gone off.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
It was delicious. It went well with the beer.
Because they had traditional food in there.
Yeah, it was a traditional Czech
food. And it was all meat, you know, except for this one thing. So, we did get to do that, and then we went on.
Which is important to have some traditional food.
Actually, we were really surprised at how many vegan options there are in Prague.
I couldn't believe how many vegan places there were.
Yeah, even right above the gig, there was a place that had only been there a few months, and it was really good.
Yeah.
Vegan, kind of, it was like a mixture of different foods that they were doing. It sort of in the Eastern European style.
Yeah, they had a Hungarian dish. They had sort of like brat hot dog.
Yeah, and like sauerkraut.
With sauerkraut, and they had poutine, which is delicious with all vegan ingredients, and mushroom gravy,
cakes, and coffees.
The beautiful Czech cakes.
Yeah, the regional stuff, but all vegan.
Man.
So it was
coleslaw.
Like, and it was also
homemade mayo. It's great.
The hotel that we stayed at, they had honey, house-made honey. I guess they had hives maybe on their roof, and
maybe the hotel just owns some hives out of the city, possibly.
Could be.
Yeah.
And
the honey
anyways,
was delicious.
So yeah, it was award-winning honey. So we got to have some regional specialties.
And then there was a vegan vegetarian bar on the corner next to the hotel, and there was a burrito place.
Okay,
on the street,
there was
helpful.
A burrito place. We
guys,
finally got tacos.
Guys, we found it.
Okay.
We have found the legit
Mexican food.
Like
of
burrito,
Europe.
Taco
Burritos,
joint.
Burritos, tacos, and vegan options, spicy.
Oh
okay, actually spicy food. This was the first time on our whole trip in like about 6 weeks.
I think it's the first time we've ever. There was one other place in the UK that did the same thing
in Europe.
And yeah, but in Europe, in like continental Europe, this is the first time we've ever had Mexican food.
And we,
because we have a rule,
enjoyed it.
And we enjoyed thoroughly. It because we have a rule in this band that we don't eat Mexican food in Europe because it's just always disappointing.
We've tried.
You think, oh, wouldn't it be so nice to have a taste of home, get some Tex-Mex, get at least get a burrito, and then you go,
you're just like, what is
this?
Spend
money, and it's just. There's something wrong with it. Like, the salsas taste like ketchup, or the tortillas aren't tortillas.
No.
Or just something's always wrong.
The fajitas, like, are you joking me?
Yes.
Like, vegetable fajitas is
yeah,
what we would
simple.
Get. It's like,
so,
no, this isn't, that's not what this is.
When you find a place like that, you treasure it. And we almost went back. We actually did eat there twice.
We ate there twice because, yeah, we got tacos the first time from our friends, and then we got burritos, you know, after that, and I guess we were told it's open 24 hours,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I get it.
So,
or at least late. It's open late.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It's,
we were so happy.
It was a find. We will be going back there. We recommend it if you're ever in Prague and you're jonesing for some spicy Mexican food.
It was
food.
Spicy. They had it all. They had it everything.
It was delicious.
Yeah, so.
So we were really happy about that.
That was great.
Probably just overjoyed.
Yeah, I was overjoyed. And let's see, what else happened in Prague? I don't know. We had a great time. It was just, it's a beautiful city. The pastel colored buildings and the Eastern influence there and the history and everything.
The weather was really nice.
Lovely weather. I will totally go back. I would like to stay there.
Yeah, we'd like to spend more time there.
Get a hang
just really get a feel for it.
So that was Prague, and we had a great two nights and gig there. I think we'll definitely be back, and
definitely.
So the other thing that's going on that we're just going to talk about is really cool is that Carly is now the voice of a cartoon character.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's a cartoon right now in a way, but it's not really totally out there yet. But the music is out there, so it will be eventually a cartoon like on television. you'll be able to watch it. There's some stuff on YouTube here and there, but mostly it's just the music is out right now, and it's a band called The Pickle Sticks. And it's awesome.
It's an animated cartoon. It's two sisters and a brother. They're triplets. And they're preteen, and they're in a rock and roll kind of punk band. And I sang the song. I'm the lead singer and the guitar player, and then there's another girl that's the bass player and sings lead on some of the songs too, and then the brother's the drummer. And yeah, so some of my songs just got, the ones that I sang are going to be on Spotify.
They're on Spotify now. Yeah, I think California Dreamin', and I'm trying to remember what I'm not sure if Sheena is up, like a cover of the Ramones song. Sheena, it's a punk rocker. That one think is up, but anyways, you can go check out the latest stuff from Pickle Sticks, PickleSticks. So that's Pickle Sticks with two K's instead of a CK. Pickle
yeah,
Sticks.
Yeah, it's really
it's adorable,
fun.
Guys.
It's super cute, especially, you know, if you have kids. It's really cool music, and it's just like powerful messages. You know, all the episodes are going to be based on learning something, you know, important and valuable, but in a fun way. So they are pitching this to some studios out in LA, and they have a really good presentation together.
It's very strong.
And we already have
interest already from some big studios. So
yeah, so we have our fingers and toes crossed.
All of the toes. All
and
of the
please
toes.
Do the same.
Yeah.
So
Carly's gonna,
I can get on TV.
You've always needed to be a cartoon.
I've always needed to be a cartoon.
I mean, you need to be
You
already are
a cartoon.
But now you will really actually get to voice a cartoon. So we actually traveled to Savannah earlier. Early spring, we traveled to Savannah, and Carly did the sessions for, it's a husband and wife team who have written everything and done all the art for it and recorded all the music too. So
they're super cool.
They just love what they're doing, and they're very talented, and it's a pleasure to know them and work with them. So
it is. We had such a good time hanging out with them and recording, and it's just a really positive thing, and we are super excited about it. Because
yeah.
Really, it's always been a dream of mine to be the voice of a cartoon, because everybody, you know, they always notice my voice, and you know, for me, it's just my voice, but
you sound like a cartoon.
So,
little girl, is your mommy there?
Yes, I get that if anybody's ever trying to call and I answer. Is your mommy there? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I talk to your mommy or your daddy?
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yes.
So we're really excited. Everybody check that out. It's on Spotify, probably all the digital outlets, and they have a Facebook page, and follow them, and Pickle Sticks.
Yep.
It's really exciting. So
super exciting. Super cool.
While we're on the subject, I wanna give a shout out to my grandma Helen.
Hi, Grandma.
On the subject of family. I guess we're not really on that subject, but anyways, I just wanted to send that. My grandma apparently has been listening to our podcast, so that's really cool. And I got to remind myself to not use any bad words, because I do once in a while. So
yes.
Anyways.
Hope you're having a good day, Grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma Helen.
I guess that's all we have for right now.
Yeah, and I mean, thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, hope you're enjoying this. And as always, write us info@theghostwolves.com, info@theghostwolves.com. Send us a message on Facebook.
And check out our schedule, because the next week we'll be in Northern Italy. If you guys have any recommendations or, you know, any questions or anything at all, any friends there, send them to our shows.
And yeah, we have 7 shows in Italy, and then 1 show in France, and then we fly home. And we're playing San Antonio in July, and then we'll be up in York in August. So if you're in the New York area or the Portsmouth,
in July,
New Hampshire, July. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Did I say August?
Yeah.
Sorry. We'll be in July. We're playing San Antonio, and we're playing New York City. We're playing Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and we're playing Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So we will be all over the place, and we love that, and we hope to see you guys. And
yes, we love you so much. Thank you for your support.
And we hope to have some new music for you soon. And
well, we have new music.
We have new music, but we're waiting for it to come out. So just keep on keeping on. ABC, always be checking.
And we'll keep you posted.
We'll keep you posted. So, sayonara.
Signing off.
Sayonara, amigos.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Love you.
Bye.